A renowned ecologist and advisor to the Indian government on agriculture, Dr. Vandana Shiva, has asked Ghanaians to kick against genetically modified organisms, GMOs, because genetical engineering being introduced in Africa in particular and the world at large is not science, but rather an expertise of ignorance which is killing humanity. She said genetically modified seeds produce toxins that destroy the natural biodiversity of the ecological system. Dr. Shiva made this remark at a public lecture organized by Food Sovereignty Ghana in Accra. A report by Asana Mohammed and Priscilla Apia.
Food Sovereignty Ghana, as part of its fight against the Plant Breeders Bill and Genetically Modified Organisms, GMOs, have, in collaboration with Alliance for Food Sovereignty in Africa, AFSA, organized the public lecture under the theme Food Sovereignty and Farmers' Rights. Speaking at the forum, a renowned ecologist, Dr. Vandana Shiva, said the introduction of GMOs is being funded by giant companies who lobby governments to pass laws like the Plant Breeders Bill so that virtually only their seeds can be sold in the country. She said GMOs are produced with high doses of pesticides, therefore eating GMO foods implies eating pesticides. Dr. Vandana again said GMOs are linked to diseases such as depression, diabetes, low sperm quality, and recently autism, which cases in the U.S., for example, have increased by 35% due to GMOs.
75% of the diseases humanity is suffering today come from a bad food system that is not designed for health, but for profits. 8.5 million people are dying annually because of cancer. 30 years ago, did you hear everyone having cancer? Now you talk to any family, there's cancer. Families are selling properties, selling land, ruining the future because of one person getting cancer from those poisons. Obesity, in America, in 2 years, autism, which basically, you know, autism is new problem coming up where children don't have full brain function. In the last 2 years, it has gone up by 35%. And if this rate of increase continues, by 2050, half of U.S. children will be autistic. Is that the future we want to bring here? No.
The editor of the Insight newspaper, Kwesi Pratt Jr., said Ghana cannot claim to be independent if it imports foodstuffs and seeds from other countries, adding that GMOs are synonymous to slavery. He advised farmers to take control of their own seed to increase yield and maximize profit.
We've spoken about GMOs, we've spoken about plant breeders, bill, and so on. Bottom line, how does that help us to control our ability to grow food and to feed ourselves and to eat what we want? Now, if you have a situation where every year your farmers have to look abroad to buy seed, and the seeds they plant cannot produce fruits which can be replanted, we have become a dependent nation. So if we are going to take control of our lives, we need to take control of our seeds. We need to be able to produce our own seeds and to grow them. And we cannot allow the availability of seeds to be subject to the philosophy which says that the maximization of profit should determine everything. So it is important for us to develop our own seeds and to grow our own seeds.
Participants included Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana, Vegetarian Association, the Students' Representative Council of the University of Ghana, and General Agricultural Workers Union of the Trades Union Congress.
That was a report by Asana Mohammed and Priscilla Pierre.